Australia's racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.
Good morning and welcome along to another segment of the Tasmanian Greyhound Racing Show. And it's a very good morning to Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Well, the highlight of the week, Monday night, the Oaks and the Derby. And it was the Oaks for Russell Watts with Silly Lucy.
Yes, that was Russell's second Oaks, having won it with Xiaomi. And he quinella'd the race, which, you know, he's just a great trainer. He's got a top team of young dogs. And I don't think there's too much between Silly Lucy and Island's Force. Island's Force might even be a little bit quicker. But on the night, Silly Lucy got it right. Island's Force chased her home, and it was a great result.
And Super Bowl taking out the first for the kennel, ultra impressive.
Yeah, she's probably not far behind the other two. She rode some very severe bumps before she found a way to the lead, and she looks like a very highly promising young dog.
And Butch Deverell to the fore with Callaway Ernie taking out the Illingworth Classic and Derby Double.
Yep, the Derby's only been going since 1974, and he's won five of them now, four of them at Mowbray, and we've only been there about 8 years. Look, he's a master trainer. Callaway Ernie's a very promising young dog. As you said, he's done the big double there now with the Illingworth Classic and now the Derby. He's come out of poor draws with all of those wins, and he just hits the line so hard. He's a terrific young dog, and what do you say about Butch? He's just the best, isn't he?
And box number six in both of those finals, the Illingworth and the Derby, that wouldn't have been done very often, I wouldn't have thought.
No, not especially on this tricky Launceston track. And look, he's a hard railer, he hits the line well, and, you know, he's got other big wins in him, I think.
And Rod Campbell, fresh from a winning double at Devonport the previous week, won again with Tizzagold.
Yes, she's been a real journeyman, hasn't she? She started life in Victoria, came to Tasmania, went back to New South Wales, and now late in her career, she's back with Rod Campbell. She won 2.78, but she's won at, you know, the longer sprint trips in very quick time on both Hobart and Launceston. She's a very good bitch.
And Pat and Ted Howard, riding the crest of a winning wave, Winkley Rose getting the job done.
Yeah, look, she only won a maiden, but she won like it was a lot better than a maiden, didn't she? 29.94, you don't get many maidens break 30. She'd have to go on and win again, you know, on that run.
And Richard Hall from Bridport has taken Pioneer Mogul to another level.
Quite extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, he started life off pretty calmly, and now he's running 29.76 in the last race of the night, quicker than the Oaks and the Derby. Whatever Rich is doing with Pioneer Mogul, he wants to keep doing it because he's a very smart dog.
And one of our favourite trainers, Keith Nichols. Keith and Joan with a winning double, and Her Highness three in a row.
Yes, isn't she a quality bitch? She can do it on all tracks. There's not much of her. But she's very, very strong. I don't know whether she'll get out to more ground, but when she's sprinting like she is, she probably doesn't need to.
And Revelator scored its second win for the week.
Yes, and very versatile indeed, because he won over the 5.99 at Hobart, then came back to the 4.52 at Devonport. So all in the space of a week, that's a great effort, isn't it?
And Patrick Ryan's at the other end of the scale as far as age is concerned. Crash Dooley, he's only got a small team, but Pat's got them going well.
Yep, he's not long been in Tasmania, and he's now starting to get it all together. He's done well with Winsome Tommy. Crash Dooley's now won two in a row. Probably not destined for great heights, that dog, but very good manners, and she'll win again.
Now, last week you told us Despicable Lee was the greyhound to follow. Didn't take long for us to bring some money back into the kitty with Despicable Lee, scoring at 9.90 in the first.
Well, I didn't think she'd be running into such a hot field, but she jumped straight to the front off box five, and, you know, the more highly fancied Irish Gift and Night Tremors in the same race didn't get it all right on the night, but, look, she had six lengths up before they'd gone halfway. It was never in doubt.
And Despicables went on with the job. You mentioned that Brendan Purcell had three of them last week, and they all saluted.
Yes, he's in a, you know, he's on the crest of a wave, Brendan. That wave's been going for about a year and a half, by the way. But Despicable Matt led all the way and just held on to beat Great Taylors by a nose. Great Taylors probably the best beaten run of the week. Fantastic run him. And then later on, he won with Despicable Ben, and you know, he had Alana, which ran second as well, and Clubfoot ran unplaced as a favourite. So, you know, he had a very strong hand on the night, didn't he?
And Real Caution backed up from its second in the Derby with a strong win.
Yes, you can't leave Ted Medhurst out of the mix too often, can you? He found the lead comfortably. Winkley Tam got across in front of Mumford Sun and cut off his path. But look, it didn't really matter. Real Caution just on the night was just way too good.
And Senor Slammer, another one to have scored two wins in the week.
Yeah, he doesn't muck around, does he, Senor Slammer? He either finishes nowhere or he wins. But when he wins, he's very, very smart. And look, one on Tuesday, one on Thursday. It's a great effort, and he's a very smart pup.
Now, it's going to be hard to follow up a $9.90 greyhound to follow, but have you got one for us this week?
Look, a dog that ran unplaced on Thursday night behind Bruni Venture, but that was a very strong field. You Make Me had no luck at all, but his previous second and third was the makings of a coming winner, and I think for Nick Howard, You Make Me might be the dog to follow.
Okay, well, everybody's cashed up after last week. Thanks for your time again today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
You're listening to Radio TAB across South Australia, the Northern Territory, Queensland and Tasmania.
Big program coming up tomorrow night in Launceston. The man that's going to tip us all the winners, as he has been for the last 15 years, is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, we're getting older, aren't we? So what about the first leg, race number five?
Shane, look, just off some speed maps that I did over the weekend, thought number two, even though his form's not very flash, Ultra White had a chance. Thought there was some chance he might spear to the lead, and if that's the case, he might run a bold race and he might be fair odds. Just put him on top, Ultra White. I put in number one, To Be True, for second. Look, it's a little bit of a drop in class for him. He's drawn the fence. He's always running on. I think he'll settle up a bit closer this week, and I think he's got a good chance. Five, Classic Spence. He looks the other speed runner in the race, and if he happened to lead, he can run around the 30-second mark around the around the Launceston track. Thought he had a chance. And I put in number four, Part-Time Pete. Now, he's going to settle back and be storming home. What I like about him is he hasn't raced for 6 weeks. He's fresh. He goes good fresh, and he's just got some chance at good odds. 2, 1, 5, and 4.
Now, in the second leg, Winkley Rose, 20 starts for its first win. Can it go back-to-back?
Shane, unbelievable last week, recording 29.94, and it was super impressive, and if it runs 29.94, it'll be winning this race. I've got to put it on top. 5, Class Barbie. Just think this is a little bit of a drop in class where it's got a good chance. 1, Buckle Up Nico. The last few runs have been inglorious, but it comes up with box 1, and Winkley Rose uses a little bit of the track, so Buckle Up Nico's got a very, very good draw, and it's got to have a chance. And I put in 6, Snoring Nora. Placed at Devonport recently, and I just think from the draw, it's got a chance. 2, 5, 1, and 6.
Race number 7, young Patrick Ryan's got a strong hand here with the bookends, 1 and 8.
I can't see why he can't Quinella the race, Shane. I think they'll run 1-2. And look, I went with Winsome Tommy. He's coming from the Derby run back to a grade 4. He's drawn box 1. He showed very, very good speed last week. He ran 5.08 early. If he runs 5.08, he'll be leading this field, and for that reason, I've put him on top, Winsome Tommy. 8, Crash Duel. He's won its last 2. Box 8 won't be a hindrance to it. I've put it in for second. I put in number 5, Hindsight. It's one of the likely leaders in the field. It's got a chance. And I put in number 2, Winkley Charlie. Just didn't think he had a lot of luck last week, and I just thought he'll improve drawn closer to the fence. 1, 8, 5, and 2.
We've got the Derby winner going around in leg 4.
Can't see why he can't win again, Shane. The only little hindrance I've got is that he's got box 8. I'm not a lover of box 8 at Launceston, but he might spear across, and he's got an almighty will to win. He didn't look like, you know, 50 yards from the line he was going to win the Derby last week, but he just knuckles down and he knows where the line is, and I love dogs like that. 8 on top. 4, Tiny Tilly, going very good, and if you go back 2 runs ago, it ran 29.90 at Launceston and beat a dog called Real Caution, and I think that form's pretty good, and I think Tiny Tilly's got a very good chance. 1, Tis a Gold, will be up near the lead and run a bold race, and I thought 5, Orange Boy. Don't think Launceston's his best track, but I just can't find a lot of depth in this race, so I put him in for 4th. 8, 4, 1 and 5.
Rick squatting for Launceston tomorrow night in the first leg, 2, 1, 5, 4. In the second leg, it's 2, 5, 1, 6. Then we go 1, 8, 5, 2, 8, 4, 1 and 5. A best bet.
Race 3, number 1, Painted Dotty. Recorded 42.83 at its only run over the 7.20. It's trained by Mick Stringer, so that's, yeah, I don't have to say any more than that. Just box 1, got a lot of ticks in its favour. Race 3, number 1, Painted Dotty.
Devonport on Tuesday. The Oaks winner, Silly Lucy, goes around in the first leg.
Shane, this is a leg of the quaddy that I'm pretty confident you can only take 2 runners, and I'd be surprised if he was outed in the first leg. I went with 2, Silly Lucy, to beat 1, Buckle Up Fletch. Think it'll be a good race, and I think they'll just single out. 8 Bandits Revenge ran a bold race when running third last week at Devonport. Thought it had some hope. And I put in number 4, Night Keeper. Now, this greyhound desperately wants the fence. He's had box 80's last two starts at Devonport. Just forget he went round at his last appearance. He's got a trifecta hope. 2, 1, 8 and 4, but I'll be only playing 1 and 2.
Very good question. What's going to win race number 6?
Shane, when I can flick a page here, I'll soon tell you that I think number 4, good question.
Took you a while?
Yeah, okay.
Bit early, yes,
it is a bit early. Look, it's got a very, very good chance, good question. It's trained by Rod Ransley. Don't know if it's seen the Devonport track, but going on its 2 Hobart wins, recorded 26.08, 26.22. Think it's clearly on top pick. 5 Oscar Ralph, he'll appreciate dropping back to a grade 4 around the Devonport track, thought he was second pick. Red Nitro got into a lot of trouble last week, just forget it went round, thought box 1 had gave it a chance. And I put in number 7, Take Time Ronnie. This is a little bit of a step up in class for him. He's going very, very good. He did record 25.65 last week. He's been very impressive in two of his last three runs where he's won. They've been very impressive, and he's got some chance. 4, 5, 1, and 7.
In the third leg, we've got the very impressive Super Bowl out in box number 8.
Yeah, Shane, look, just disregard the 30-42. I think with a clear run, she would have run 30-10 or 30-20. Just think from box 8, she might just spear to the lead and be very, very hard to beat. She has got a bit of opposition in number 3, Aroma Pichet. He's a nice dog. He drops back to a grade 5 at Devonport. Think he's clear second pick. Thought number 5, Waratah Boy. Forget he went round in Hobart on Thursday night. He got shuffled out of it. He couldn't make any ground on that night. I think he's clear third pick. And I put in number 2, Proven Cola. Look, he can only be improved by the run last week behind Take Time Ronnie. He hadn't raced for quite on 8 weeks. Just think he'll improve with the run. 8, 3, 5 and 2.
And a class runner going around in race number 8. She's back from a litter of pups.
Yeah, she's all classes, and she's my on-top pick. She's done a Stewart's trial in 25.78, which is very, very good time. I think she's got a very, very good chance. 2 Dominator Girl goes good at Devonport. You must remember she has run 25.43 round on this circuit, and I think Devonport is a track. I think she's got a very, very good chance. 8 Hannah Bowden, a good win in Hobart on Thursday night, my third pick, and I put in number 1 Fine Eagle. He's always thereabouts. He'll appreciate box 1, and you must include in everything that you play. 7, 2, 8 and 1.
Rick's quality for Devonport Tuesday. 2, 1, 8, 4 in the first leg. Second leg, 4, 5, 1, 7. Third leg, 8, 3, 5 and 2. The last leg, 7, 2, 8 and 1. Now all we need is a best bet.
Get it early, Shane. I was taken with the run of Good Odds Demon at Launceston at his last appearance. He won. He went 30.03. He got a couple of little checks in the run, and he still found the line very, very good. Knick-Knack Norris, as we know, is very, very strong. But I just think from box 3, he'll settle in the first couple, be very strong. Race 1, number 3, Good Odds Demon.
Okay, so the best. Race 3, number 1, Painter Dotty, tomorrow night in Launceston. Race 1, number 3 at Devonport, Good Odds Demon. Thanks again today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
On the air and on the net, racing information when and how you need it. This is Radio TAB.